The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. Hello, Otto.
Good morning, John. Good morning, John. I'm zooming in, John.
And, of course, we are going into the Christina Loos Show. Good morning, Christina.
Hello, everyone. It's good to hear. Oh, it's weird because I see you guys, but it's good to talk to the public.
We are in quite an unusual time in this country right now, and I want to start off this program by saying thank you to Dan Cox, who's the director of the radio program, for making this possible, because a lot of people have been reaching out to Christina and to the town looking for information. What's going on? They're lost. I mean, we were going on every week bringing information to people, and there's a void. And it's so funny, at a time like this, people wake up to what they didn't appreciate. When something happens every day, you take it for granted. All of a sudden, they turn on the radio on a Friday, and they don't know what's happening next week. So I think this is a wonderful thing that Dan has given us the opportunity to do, and I want to thank him and the radio program. And I want to send it over to Christina to just give us a little update on the town. But then I also want to talk with Otto and Christina in reference to life in quarantine, which is very important because what we can share may help somebody else. Go ahead, Christina.
Well said, John. Oh, as my husband interrupts our broadcast. it's been a really a difficult time for everyone. I think everybody's going through a range of emotions. I mean, there's times that, I try to usually keep it upbeat, but I have a good cry probably every day, which I think is relatable to everyone out there. It's a scary time, but there's also a lot of wonderful things that are happening. As John said, people, things that you would normally take for granted. You're actually seeing like a lot of kindness from other people willing to help. And especially, I've been working from home now since March 16th. And it's been an adjustment, but it's really great because what we have realized is that Town North Hempstead Project Independence has been an essential connector, really, even more so than ever, to seniors.
I just want to jump in and acknowledge not only Christina, but Project Independence, because just because you're in quarantine does not mean you're on vacation. You're working 9 to 5 every day and reporting to Kimberly or to Judy or to somebody in reference to what's going on in the town.
Absolutely.
Otto?
We just got a phone call this morning from the social worker in New Hyde Park, Joanne Tricarico, who has been and is checking in with all Project Independent members while we learned that her husband is also felt victim to the COVID-19 and is in quarantine in their home. So, and I read in a newspaper about Wayne Wink and his wife. So this doesn't keep people from working, but it makes it more complicated. You could be working at home with somebody in your own home.
The bottom line is it's really, it's hard to find that balance, because obviously we all have personal things going on and people were worried about, 24/7 and then this. I think we're all kind of, especially at Project Independence, getting into the groove of things. Just Otto touched upon these wellness checks that are going on. So social workers and nurses from the very beginning, which seems like decades ago, we had decided we were going to try to do these, wellness check-in calls. Because now we have all, as we talk about all the time, this 311 call center. if anyone tries to call our personal lines, they're immediately directed into 311. So this way we're able to still be in contact with people. So calls, I mean, the SRs have been like flooding in, which is great. You know, we're all able to make calls from home, which is good, and emails, but these wellness checks are just incredible. And the stories, I put together a report for Supervisor Bosworth last week on just some updates that have been going on. And these stories and vignettes would rip your heart out how amazing, you know, they were. Seniors were saying they just felt talking to someone from PI was just like a lifeline back to reality for them. You know, they felt so isolated and this panic starts. So
we can all, without actually being a volunteer, if you think about people who you know personally who are living alone, you can make wellness calls of your own without.
Yeah, well, so that's actually what it segues into. You know, so the social workers and nurses obviously have been reaching out to advisory members, people that, you know, are their ongoing clients. Especially in the beginning, it was really trying to get to the frail, isolated seniors, was our main priority, obviously. So, but now we have, which is every day evolving, this telephone reassurance program. And that, as Otto would remember, back in the day, in 2009, we had a grant from New York State called the SHARP program we did. And it was for homebound seniors. And one of the things we developed, and I was an intern then, was a booklet on how to train, you know, telephone reassurance. So luckily, I save all my files. I was able to dig that up and blow dust off it from 2009. And we've revamped it. So that's been going on. So now Nancy Mizrahi, who is the director of senior citizen affairs in our department, is making connections and matches to seniors who are looking for service and seniors who really want to volunteer. Because let's be honest, the bottom line is it's really beneficial for both people.
Absolutely. Actually, I want to go back to Otto in the comment you just made. You know, Project Independence is doing a wonderful job, but everybody in their own home could reach out to a neighbor, whether it's a neighbor your same age or older or even younger, that you know, you have a couple of kids, you know, a 35-year-old that might be home with her husband and two young ones that may need something that you happen to have in your basement. It's a time for communities to come together. I mean, Project Independence is doing it phenomenally, but Otto, you're 100% right there. Reach out to anybody who you know, may enjoy getting a phone call from you.
What's interesting is we've been doing that, and you have to be prepared for a long phone call, because most of the people you call, they want to talk because they have nobody to talk to. They're basically isolated. I have friends of mine who I go back to grammar school with, and they're still friends because I call them. They never call.
But all okay.
I feel more and more like you every day.
So all of a sudden, they are calling, and when they do call, it's like a half an hour on the phone, and I'm saying,
I would let it go to voicemail.
I have to get this guy off.
No, but I have to give a shout out to Otto, because Otto forever has been talking about neighbors helping neighbors. I always, you know, Otto's been coining that phrase for, you know, since the beginning of the advisory days. So that is actually added to our telephone reassurance program called Neighbors Helping Neighbors. But right now we have, there's eight seniors, and it just kicked off really last week. So there's eight seniors who expressed interest in receiving phone calls. We have 21 volunteers already. There's been six matches made so far, because, you know, we're really trying to find kind of people who have similar interests. And I just got an email today. Graziella, who's one of our radio co-hosts, is volunteering. And she was talking, you know, she's from Argentina, and the woman she called is from Peru. So they were talking about restaurants and cooking and food. So I think what's great about these conversations, obviously, I'm sure it starts off with, you know, kind of how you're feeling and the fears, but it's nice to kind of have a distraction. You know, because that's all I'm, every day I try to find at least one thing that can really just distract me from what's going on. So I think it's really great. And the manual that we get, we just send it over, you know, email it to whoever wants to volunteer. And this way they kind of have things, you know, to icebreakers or how to start a conversation. You know, we're telling them, you know, obviously do not give medical advice. But it's really just a comforting thing. You know, I said, the seniors obviously wish they could talk to us 24/7. So this is like, we've added to our team, our little PI staff to kind of.
You're telling me there's 21 people who have volunteered
already.
Independence to make calls to other seniors?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, seniors have volunteered. Yeah, okay. It just kicked off last week. So every day there's more and more, which I think, you know, everyone, I was saying, and that's a beautiful thing about the situation, is really trying to find ways to help and be, you know, everyone's stuck home. You're just trying to find things. So unfortunately, in this horrible situation, we're really seeing, you know, some good come out of it. So that's what I will think of. Yes.
Go ahead, Art.
You know, this is a time where, you know me, I've been pushing technology for seniors for a long time. And I think this really, really magnifies it. The fact that if somebody had the capability of doing almost anything, you know, being on email or Facebook or using Alexa or whatever, it really would be an extra support to that person. And when this is all over, I'm hoping that really becomes a bigger goal, if you will, to get more people geared that way, because I couldn't imagine right now being isolated by yourself and you really have nothing to do, you know, basically. You maybe can't read because you have a vision problem. Maybe you have a health problem. You know, you can't even walk around in your house. It's got to be pretty terrible, really, without being able to communicate with somebody somehow.
I agree. My 6-year-old grandson, whose birthday was a couple of weeks ago, got a pad. Now he's been making instructional videos and send them around. Yesterday was hula hoop. Okay, people, this is what you do. Rub your belly in and out. And then he sits down and says, that's it for this episode. Stay tuned tomorrow. I'll bring you something new.
I love it. He's like a YouTube star now.
Oh, my God. It's so cute. But it's a 6-year-old. I can't do what he does. And I was right. The seniors can do it if they pay attention and want to.
Yeah.
And it opens up your world. It really, you know, Otto, we did, I guess, I don't even know now. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. We had our initial, let's try with a couple of PI members, a Zoom meeting, which I have to say went pretty well. You know, there was some snafu, some connection, a lot of noises going on in the background. But it's really, you know, obviously we all wish we could be in the same room together. You know, it's a different feeling, but this is the closest you're going to get. You know, I mean, I've been Zooming with my birthday, you know, singing happy birthday to me. All my friends Zoomed me. You know,
and you had a birthday?
I did. Unfortunately, I really just have to linger on a little while now because I feel like I got shafted. But you know, I tried to make the best of it, needless to say. Luckily, I had decorations on hand, so I put that up, you know, pretty easily. But you know, it was just seeing people and being able to talk to them. You know, we did it for the first time with a couple of the PI staff. All of us started crying because it was just like, it was just nice to feel somewhat connected. You know, it's different when you see people and you could feel that. So that's all we can do now.
Go ahead, Otto.
Our family on Easter, and we've done it prior to that, there were like 9 or 10 different groups that were Zooming, if you will, and it was good. I mean, is it like being, like I said to my kids, you know, every house has a room. In our house, they tend to congregate in the kitchen where they can get in hand. So everybody's standing in the kitchen. And I said, well, this is as close to standing in the kitchen as we're going to get. The biggest problem, of course, is to keep everybody from not talking at the same time.
We're going to hold the rest of that story. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Otto's Easter story.